It's Ask the Expert with attorneys Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson on News Talk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. Ask your legal questions by calling the show at 707-636-1350.
Hi, folks. Charlie Cochran live in the KSRO studio with you. I'm all alone today. Rachel's in depositions on a very interesting case. But today we're going to talk a little bit about all these claims that are going to happen with the sexual harassment stuff. And I'm going to give you an interesting twist on this, because sexual harassment has been evolving in the last 20 years. So when they say so-and-so sexually harassed somebody 20 or 30 years ago, the law was not what it is today. As a matter of fact, we're going to see how the law is still evolving in the area of harassment, and I'm going to tell you an interesting twist on it. But if you have your legal question, you can call us at 636-1350. That's 636-1350, and I'll try to answer your legal question on the air. You can also give us a call down at the office at 544-9006. That's 544-9006 if you have a legal question. I think you should always use our office as actually a starting point, because a lot of times if we don't do the kind of law that you need, we'll refer you to somebody that I've already pre-screened. So I've got a list I've given to my staff of lawyers that I recommend in various areas of the law that I don't do. So I want to tell you that I'm a resource. So you can call us down at the office at 544-9006. And if you have a legal question, go ahead and give me a call today at 636-1350. An interesting aspect of this whole area of sexual harassment, where these politicians or these movie moguls or various people are being accused of sexual harassment, really wasn't harassment when if it goes back 20, 30, 40 years, it really wasn't in the law yet. As a matter of fact, we've been evolving this area of sexual harassment for even up until recently. We started off with the whole concept of discrimination. You're not to discriminate against somebody in all 50 states under Title VII. Okay, that's in employment or in housing. That's the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Okay, then in the later 60s, we had an addition where you're not supposed to discriminate against somebody in education. That's Title IX in any of the 50 states. But the states have been evolving this area, I'm telling you, in the last 10, 15 years, and it hasn't really kept up with the conduct that was going on until recently. Okay, so we have California state law that has mirrored some of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and we've codified that in different California codes. So now we have in California what we call FEHA, the Fair Employment and Housing Act. Fair Employment and Housing Act. You're not to discriminate against somebody based upon their age, their gender, their national origin, things like that. Those are called protected classes. Okay, now you get to the area of, okay, what about sexual harassment? Well, about 20 years ago, we had this concept of we're not going to allow quid pro quo sexual harassment. That is the hiring, the job advancement, or the job retention of people based upon sexual harassment. That is quid pro quo sexual harassment. Then we had an evolution of the law that said, okay, but what about if there's not quid pro quo, what about just hostile work environment? And we added that as another type of sexual harassment. We're going to allow people to have a hostile work environment. So we said and we defined that as being an environment that has prolonged exposure to a hostile environment. That is, you're not going to affect or infect somebody's job with hostility. So we have quid pro quo sexual harassment, and we have hostile work environment. Okay, now, we even had something that said, all right, what is hostile environment going to really mean? And this is where we start actually evolving the area. First of all, we said, what is hostile work environment? And it went clear up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And Justice Rehnquist said, a hostile work environment is when the conduct is unwelcomed, when it is unwelcomed. Now, the landmark case in this area was employee Vincent. And Vincent was a operations manager of a bank. And the manager of the bank was a male. And employee Vincent and the bank manager male had sexual intercourse at the bank 50 times. 50 times. Now, she sued the bank, and she said, I did the first 25 times, let's say, I did because it was voluntary. But the next half, I did not want to do it, but I thought that I would lose my job if I didn't participate in the action. So employee Vincent was saying, I voluntarily did this stuff, but I didn't want to do it because I thought I would lose my job. So this went clear up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and Justice Rehnquist, actually writing for a unanimous Supreme Court, said it isn't whether the actions were voluntary, it was whether they were welcomed. So hostility then had something to do with the welcome of the whole conduct. So it wasn't that it was voluntary, it was that it was unwelcomed. So then that started creeping into the whole area of hostile work environment. Was the conduct welcomed? All right. So then the question became, can a man harass another man? And the answer is yes. And that's the Sundown Oil case, where the diminutive man was working on the oil derrick, and the other men that were working on the oil derrick were calling him names and rubbing up against him with the oil. Okay, that conduct went clear to the U.S. Supreme Court, because the question was, can a man harass another man? And the answer is yes. So now we have the harassment that's evolved with what was a heterosexual kind of a conduct. Now it's evolved so that males can be harassed by other males, men can be harassed by men can be harassed by females, and we've had all kinds of different cases. Then we said, okay, in the law, as we're evolving this area, when will the company be liable? And I'm telling you, in California, the company is strictly liable if the conduct is done by a manager. First, we thought, well, it has to be an officer of the corporation, or it has to be a leader of the corporation. But the San Pedro Hospital case said it just has to be by a manager. And we can have a low-level manager harassing a subordinate employee, and that makes the company liable. So we've evolved this area of what was discrimination into the area of harassment, and then we have the company being held liable for the management employees that have a minimum number of employees, like 10 employees. So you've got the company having to pay for the conduct of a manager if they do a hostile work environment or a quid pro quo situation. So we have had an evolution of this, and now we've even got to the point where we say, okay, so we have this quid pro quo, we have this hostile work environment. Then we had the case where the man is going to claim he was harassed based upon his race, because co-employees were actually harassing him based upon his hairstyle, and they would call him buckwheat. Okay, and then the question was, okay, that's racial harassment. And then we had the farmers insurance cases where we have the harassment based upon age, where they're going to fire people based upon the fact that their age, they're older and they have more accounts, and compared to newer managers that are young in their 20s. So then we have age-based harassment. So you can see what was a sexual-based harassment is now a general harassment based upon the protected classes: age, gender, race, national origin, etc. So what was a sexual tort, if you will, a sexual crime, is now a general harassment. And I think we should just say, you should not be able to harass people. It's not going to be just age or gender or national origin, or as Rachel pointed out last week, whether somebody was a victim of human trafficking or something like that. The bottom line is, can you not discriminate? You can't discriminate, or you can't harass people. It's that simple. But the law is convoluted, I'm telling you. It's convoluted because what started off as a sexual crime is now evolved into protecting the protected classes, race, gender, age, etc. And now we've evolved it into general harassment. So we cannot discriminate and we cannot harass people. And that's the state that the current law is in right now in California. And if you have a question, give me a call right now down at the studio at 636-1350. I'm Charlie Cochran, usually with Rachel Erickson, and this is Monday's edition of Ask the Expert.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
At PG&E, we want to help our customers and the communities we serve recover from the Northern California wildfires. You can get help at PG&E's dedicated customer connections website at pge.com/CCO. Where new service installations, temporary construction power, or other services can be initiated and tracked. To get started, please visit pge.com/CCO.
Hi, my name is Chris. I am an actual client of Charlie Cochran. When I met with Charlie for the first time, I was very nervous because I didn't know if we had a case. You really put together a great case. After the case was settled, Charlie got us a financial planner, a trust attorney, and he recommended a CPA. I highly recommend you call Charlie Cochran if you have been injured through no fault of your own.
For more information, go to kcehlaw.com or call 707-544-9006.
News.
MSNBC, tough on dishonesty.
They keep denying things that then turn out to be true.
Love for country.
Being an American is an honor, and those who become Americans know it, feel it, revere it.
Tough on our leaders.
He has no tangible legislative achievements. Ultimately, the buck does stop with the president.
Love for our ideals.
This is a government of the people, by the people, for the people.
Tough love, administered nightly. Weeknight, 7 to 11 Eastern. On MSNBC.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering six times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
New warnings about...
It's Ask the Expert with attorneys Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson on Newstalk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. Ask your legal questions by calling the show at 707-636-1350.
Hi, folks. Charlie Cochran here live in the KSRO studio with you today. And I've been talking so far about how sexual harassment has now evolved into a general harassment. And you can kind of see now, if you look back on it, how come the law did not catch up with some of these people 30 and 40 and 50 years ago, but it's coming out now because we've actually been evolving this area of the law over the last 15 or so years. So what was a sexually based harassment originally identified after the discrimination cases in the 60s, we then evolved it into a quid pro quo harassment or a general harassment. And then, as I told you, we have applied the sexual harassment laws to age and gender and national origin, et cetera, et cetera. And so now we have the new set or interpretation of the laws that has now finally caught up with our society. What was not going on 20, 30, 40 years ago, and that's why a lot of these things were just overlooked, because the law hadn't caught up with it yet. So if you have those kind of questions, you can give us a call down at the office at 544-9006. Now, sometimes people will call me and say, I've been harassed. Oh, yeah, what happened? Well, my boss invited me out for a drink. Okay. And then my boss invited me to have dinner. Okay. And then my boss wanted to sleep with me. Okay. And then what did you do? I said no. Okay. And then what happened? Nothing. Well, you know what? That's a proposition. That's not harassment, and it's not discrimination, it's not harassment. It has to be prolonged. It has to be something that happens over time. A simple proposition. I mean, the bottom line is a lot of people meet their significant others at work. That's the bottom line. We meet boyfriends and girlfriends and things like that at work. So that's one of the areas. So we know for a fact that a proposition is not harassment. And if it's not retaliatory, if nobody does anything about it, like you don't lose your job or you don't get fired or you don't get lose a promotion or something like that, the bottom line is that's a proposition, and that's not hostile work environment, and it's not quid pro quo harassment. Okay, so we have these situations that occur and people think, oh, I've been harassed or I've been whatever. No, unless it's a continued hostile environment, it's not harassment. So I have refused to take several cases that have called into my office because it's just not actionable. I mean, people's conduct cannot be, a one-time deal. Now, this is where I get, and here I'm going to get into some opinions. This is my opinion, okay? I am really upset about Democratic women. Democrat women, especially the ones that are here in our Bay Area, that were not just upset with Bill Clinton. I mean, He was being sued by Paula Jones for making not only a proposition, but she was a subordinate employee while he was governor, and he did it to several different women. Okay? the bottom line is, when Monica Lewinsky had her affair with Bill Clinton, the bottom line is he had a pattern and practice of this conduct. And so he would frequently proposition subordinate employees, people that worked for the government. So, and yet Democrat women turned their head when he was being accused of this stuff. And I just don't get it. I never got it. So bottom line is, he had a pattern and practice of that, and he lied under oath about, have you ever had a relationship with a subordinate employee while you were governor or you were president? And he said no. And he knew he had those kind of relationships. And so he's lying under oath to not only the grand jury, but he's lying under oath to Congress. So that is why he can no longer practice law in Arkansas. I mean, this is a guy that used to be the attorney general of Arkansas, lying to a grand jury under the same lawsuit and the conduct that he was being sued for. So I just don't get these Democrat women that never spoke out about him. Or not only him, but so many other political people that were supervisors and managers that had relations with their subordinate employees. I just don't get it. So Democrat women that didn't speak out against Bill Clinton and speak up for women, I just don't get you. So that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. So a lot of times I just talk about some aspect of the law, and I don't give my opinion very often, but that's an opinion I have, is that women in the Democrat Party did not speak up for the rights of women, specifically Bill Clinton's conduct. So right now, that's the backdrop you have with all of these complaints that are coming forward, you know, saying this politician was, propositioned me 25, 30 years ago, or this movie executive came on to me or touched me or something like that 25 years ago. I'm telling you, the law had not caught up to those people yet. And it's really been evolving up to a present time now, where there is an ability to complain about that conduct because we've evolved the law that much. We've evolved the law into what it is today, as I've said. So if you've been the victim of an harassment, you should probably give us a call down at the office at 544-9006. If you've had unwelcome conduct by a manager that's harassing your ability to function in your job, and it was unwelcomed, and the manager, you know, did something to retort against it, the conduct, the bottom line is you should give an attorney a call, because the law has now evolved so that you have some basis to bring the lawsuit or the complaint. So bottom line is, I taught this stuff to other lawyers for 25 years, and I led the original sexual harassment discussion on the internet back in 2002. So that's how long we've been talking about this. So you can give me a call here in the studio at 636-1350, or give me a call down at the office at 544-9006. 544-9006. You can also visit us at our website at kcehlawsr.com. kcehlawsr.com. Now, as I've said, this whole area has been evolving in the last 20 years. I've kept on top of it. I've actually taught lawyers for the last 25 years on the area of sexual harassment. And I've been writing articles and magazines and things like that for other lawyers. Now, if you have a question about this, give me a call down at my office. It's that simple. And I'll be happy to take your call. Now, what's going to happen when you call is your call is going to get pre-screened by one of our paralegals, Kelly or Emily. And they're going to talk to you a little bit about the facts upon which you want to base your complaint. They're going to talk and they're going to give me some kind of a review of their phone call with you. And then I'm going to evaluate it and give you a call back. It's that simple. Then we're going to have a meeting, an interview, and we might talk to you, you know, both Rachel and I might talk to you. And we have many of these cases, and I've had many of these cases through the years that, you know, representing victims of harassment. And they've come in all forms. I mean, I've represented grocery clerks and represented secretaries that are working on the job. I've represented even people that, you know, are in government, you know, victims of people who have, you know, held office. So I've had a lot of these different cases. So if you want to give me a call, I'll be happy to answer your question. Like I said, start off and help yourself by visiting our website at kcehlawsr.com. I'm Charlie Cochran, usually with Rachel Erickson, and this has been Monday's edition of Ask the Expert.